This is day 12, and today's devotion is titled Pinch Pot Priests by Zach Neese. But first, let's love God as we worship today.
But you love me anyway.
1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." I was supposed to be writing this devotion today. Deadline looming, I was feeling the pressure of the clock when I heard a sweet little voice behind me. "Daddy, will you play with me?" This explains how I ended up with clay all the way to my elbows making pinch pots and Barbie plates in the backyard with my daughter Nora. "Daddy, I'm hungry," led to sandwiches with my son Sam and an intriguing conversation about the relative merits of certain Lego sets. "Daddy, I threw up 4 times, put me on the couch beside my daughter Judah, then at the doctor's office, then the pharmacy, and finally on my knees praying for her as she slept fitfully on the couch." Each of these statements is like a little prayer, a simple expression of my children's needs. Each looked like a detour from my mission, but was in fact a gift that allowed me to connect with my kids. When you connect with people, you also minister God's love to them. You connect heaven and earth, which is our true calling. This calling to minister and connect is as old as humanity. Adam was created to connect God and creation. Walking with God, Adam ministered to his great expansive heart. Then, walking in the garden, Adam ministered to the world God entrusted him with. As long as Adam ministered to God and creation, earth was a paradise in perfect relationship with God. Of course, Adam fell, and Jesus was born to carry the calling. Jesus' life was spent in continuous connection with his Father and connecting with hurting people, ministering to their diseases and heartaches. Ultimately, he shed his own blood to heal and seal the broken relationship between heaven and earth. Jesus is the living connection between the two. The Bible calls this ministry the priesthood, and it is the honor of every believer to connect with God, connect with people, and to connect the two to each other. It doesn't require a Master of Divinity degree, and you've already been ordained by God himself. You are called to steward the relationship between God and people, and so am I. So excuse me, but I've got some priestly business to attend to. It's bedtime, and I have 6 kids to pray with. That may sound like a mundane mission, but it is my greatest privilege to minister to their hearts and teach them to minister to God's heart, to steward their growing relationships with their Heavenly Father. Pinch pots and prayers, sandwiches and doctor visits, Legos and consistent kindness. The details of life are the sacraments of our priesthood. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us today that we are both your child and a priest. Lord, help us to stay close to you today and show us how we can minister to your heart. Give us opportunities to connect you with people and people with you. Lord, enable us to love them even in the mundane routines of life. And as we do these 2 things, I ask that through the Lord Jesus Christ, you would connect every one of those people to yourself. Guide us as we carry your love and your presence into the world today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that again. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that one more time. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. All right, great job. Let's go out and be a priest for the Lord today.